Does your phone or computer beg to be updated every couple of days? There can be many reasons for that pop-up or flashing symbol. Sometimes it's because there are cool new features to play with, but more often than not, there's a bug that needs to be fixed. We have already seen several major internet security breaches this year, from new concerns about Internet Explorer to the now infamous Heartbleed bug. But with major security flaws popping up so frequently and the thousand small ones in between, what is the problem with internet security? Josh Nicholas spoke with tech journalist Stilgarian.
Earlier this year, we did have a problem with Apple's iOS. There was some scares about that, and Apple quietly fixed that. And now we've got a bit of a scare about Internet Explorer. Obviously, the big one that we were all talking about for weeks was Heartbleed. And that was where so many thousands, millions of websites were all using the output of just one project that only got a couple of $1,000s worth of donations every year. They only had one full-time employee. How do we get to the point where even Facebook and Google are using the product of this one small venture?
If you can imagine, like, you know, you're building a railway and, you know, you're not just laying down tracks. You have to buy the steel for those tracks from somewhere. Now, it just so happened that an extremely popular component that did the encryption between users and the websites they visit and so on was part of the free and open source software community. It's people who are producing something for the world to use.
If we look at the way this was handled then, we had that big scare, it hit all the papers, and now some of the biggest companies that do use this, the Facebook, Google, Apple, etc., are all contributing in a big way to the organization that runs this OpenSSL certificate. But is there a better way that we could be doing this? Could we have a government run approach, or should these organizations, these big companies, be getting together to do a more professional security service?
There's been a lot of debate about this over the years, and obviously Heartbleed and some other problems recently have triggered this. Calls for certification are often out there that all software needs to be tested and given a stamp of approval before it's used on the internet. The problem with that is that it works against the innovative and open nature of the internet. We have seen the creation and emergence of bug bounties as a way of doing business, that organizations will offer cash bonuses to people who will find the vulnerabilities in their product, or that governments more directly fund software testing. That kind of happens at the moment, where organizations like the US National Security Agency, the NSA, and its allies around the world, including the Australian Signals Directorate here, they will have hackers looking for vulnerabilities in the products used out on the internet. The thing is, they're not sharing that information. They're keeping it for themselves to use in the future.
OpenSSL was a problem built on an open source product. But here we have Apple and Internet Explorer, two of the most ubiquitous things in our lives nowadays. Everyone uses phones, everyone uses internet browsers. And these are flaws that were in the products of private companies. Do you think we're putting a bit too much faith? Is there a bit too much in the hands of private companies here?
There is a problem with the commercial organizations in that they don't have to disclose vulnerability. Now, in the case of Microsoft, they're actually a pretty good player in this. And the thing about Internet Explorer this week, it relates to, you know, Internet Explorer version 6. Microsoft has for 2, maybe even 3 years now been telling people not to use this browser. It is out of date. Apple is a different problem. Their policy is that they will not discuss security issues at all unless they've both confirmed that the problem exists and produced a fix for that problem. And I think that secrecy is more of an issue to the security of the internet overall than Microsoft's more open approach of you know, giving people plenty of warning about what's going on.
That was Josh Nicholas speaking with tech journalist Stilgarian.